Kedusha is, needs what it says. By Ir Nedacha, you need three Chakiris. By regular Avodah Zorah, you need only two. And by Avodah Zorah, you need only two. And maybe only here, no place else. How do we know to put all these together to say every case you need five, you need seven? Tomorrow says, the imkeim lichtav irachmana b'chodah. Because otherwise, Rashi's bin and sheva lichtav ulekulav is like a question. If the Torah really meant to learn out here, you need seven all over, the Torah should have wrote in one of them, seven, all seven together. And we would learn out. Just like there it's a din misa, din nefashis, you need seven, all over I need seven. This is the question. How do I know to say you need seven? Maybe it's only in these places, three, two and two? Tomorrow says no. Kivan de kula bahadi adodi ksiva mi adodi yalfi. Rashi says, Kleimar, Kivan de kula kostas bahu to boy drisha. Since all these three cases, the Torah says we do have to check out the Edim, Vishvuaisam, Lahomilsa, they're all equal to this same thought that doesn't have to check out well the Edim. Akorachuk mi adodi yalfinim. It's a svara to learn out, yes, all together, and therefore to say you need seven. That's a svar already. Since they're all saying the exact same thing, so the term means to add them up to say seven. Now the more says, V'chivan di'alfi ma'dodi. Now once we're learning out one from the other, command ikhtiv v'chod adomi. It's like it says it all together. Therefore it's like all seven are together, teaching us you need seven at all cases. The more says, no. V'oladami la'dodi. It's not true. We cannot learn out one from the other. Again, there are three parshas here. Irani dachas, avodah zarah, and Edim Zemimim. So I'll tell you reasons why it's not like a mamatini. You cannot learn out one from the other. Each parsha, one has different than the other. Irani dachas lahanach tarati. I'll tell you, Irani dachas is different than the other two. Leidamya, shekei memainim polat. By a regular avodah zarah, we only kill you, but your money is still around. There's a yerusha on your money. Edim Zemimim, even if we kill them, their money left over is a din yerusha. But Irani dachas, we destroy all the money. Maybe Irani dachas is more stronger. That's why the Torah said you need three drishas. But maybe only over here or no place else. So you cannot learn out one from the other. And the same thing, Avodah Zorah lahanach tarati. Avodah Zorah is more strict, is different than the other two. Leidamya, shekein b'sayif. Avodah Zorah gets a stronger misa with a sword, the b'sayif. The other one's only b'chenik. So since Avodah Zorah is a different type of a misa, maybe it's special drisha v'chira by him, and you can't learn out to the others. And the other two need hasroh. Means the opposite. Excuse me. By sayif is the opposite way around. That Edim Zemimim and Irani Dachas get sayif, but a single person that worships Avodah Zorah gets skila. It's the opposite. By Avodah Zorah you receive skila. Maybe since you're more strict that you receive skila, that's why you need drisha v'chira. But you can't learn out to the other ones. Near also Edim Zemimim is more strict than the other two. That the other two, you need hasroh. You have to be warned first. That Irani Dachas is only if they're warned. And the same thing, Avodah Zorah. By Shenken, by Edim Zemimim, we do not need hasroh. You can't warn them by Edim Zemimim. So therefore, maybe each one is separate, and I cannot learn out one from the other. So what are you telling me? It's like a Mamet Sino, since you find it here, it's in both places, there are reasons why one should be different than the other. Tomorrow instance, I'll tell you, the Heitiv Yafina Mi'adodi. That it's a gzerish over here, not just a mamatzinu, just like we find here, we find there also, but no, there's like an extra word here, the word hasiv, is here to teach us a special gzerish over. And really, o gzerish over mufna, it's like an extra word here, it's mufna, it's extra. Because diloi mufna, if it would not be extra, ikal nifrach, then we could ask questions, like we just asked. Just the regular gzerish over, if you have a question, why not learn out? You do not learn out if you have this question. So here we have to say the R extra, the mufna direction. Tomorrow says laya true afnuya mufna, the R extra. Why? Midhevla lamichta vidarshu v'chokru. Just should have wrote vidarshu v'chokru. That's all. Veshoni krov v'dibura v'hetiv. The Torah says a different word. Hetiv shemamina lafnuya. That the word hetiv is really extra. Otherwise, just should have said vidarshu v'chokru. That alone would be enough. Why does the Torah have to say the word hetiv? That's extra. To teach us it's special here for this Gzeresh Shavah. Therefore, I learn out one from the other. Yeah. The Yakat Gemara still says, Mufna mitzadechadu, it's only extra in one place, not on both sides. So if so, it's only extra on one side, you can still ask the question. Gemara says, Hanech tarti mufnu, no, both sides are extra. Mishum dehevle lemichtav, ela ir hanidachas. My heavenly mikhtav, what should have it said, Birni Dachas? Hoksiva kula hasam, it says all of them there. So Mar says, no, hasam nami, they're also afnuya mufna. But have le michtav darash tidrash. Now, it's by Yerin Yedachat, it says all three. Darash and chokar and hetiv. So what's extra? It has to say those three words. So Mar says, no, even by Yerin Yedachat, something is extra. Because really, it could have said, if you want to say a double lush, it should have said darash tidrash. Or chokar tichkor. Now, you want to say, check out well, it could have said the same word twice. Vishani krabadi bura behetiv. Still, the Torah says an extra word of hetiv. That means shmamin alachmuya. That it's still extra. So therefore, these three parshas have the word hetiv, which is really extra there. So it's extra to teach us that we should make a gzeira shavu. This is good. The Torah should have wrote drisha and chakira. The word hetiv is extra. But by Yerani Dachas, it has all three. So we're saying, no, even by Yerani Dachas, it shouldn't have said all three. It just should have said, Dorosh, Tidrosh, Raschaka, Techkar. So it's something extra here. Therefore, it comes to teach us there's something a little off. Nuyei, we make Gzeira Shavu. Now the Gemara says, V'yosu nechnochim mekal v'chayma miskila. So really, the Torah only says in these three parshias of Yerani Dachas, Avodah Zarah, and Edom Zemim, that we need Drisha v'chakira. Now the question is, all other Dinei Misa. How do we know the other Dina Misa also we need a bezn, we need Jerisha v'chakira. We need a seven chakiras. So it's like this. They also nechnokim other places that you receive a Misa of chenik. Rashi says, Vos nechnokim shu'edim nidroshim nechkorim mekal v'chayim miniskolim. We learn it from the kal v'chayim of skila. That madach skila needs Jerisha v'chakira. For sure, nechnokim also needs it. Because by avoid zora you receive skila. Nehidim zemim, which is sayif. Yeah. Now, u'minahorgim, mikavuchayim miniskolim u'minahorgim. It's kavuchayim eskila, avodazara, and the horgim sayif, that's Edom Zemim needed, or huadin nechnokim also. And the also nisrofim, what about a misa sreifa? Mikavuchayim miniskolim, kavuchayim from niskolim. So Gemara says, honicha, this is good, the rabbonin, the amri, skila chamura, that the misa skila is more chamur. Now, the svara would be, if the misa is more chamur, he deserves a big punishment, so then we should try and give it to him with less of a chakira. And still the Torah says, no, even though he did such a bad chet, that he deserves such a big misa, still we'll only give him the misa after we make a drish of a chakira. If so, by a less avera, for sure we would not give him the einish until we check him out. That's the kavachayma. If by skila, that's more chamor, it's more strict of an avera, more strict of misa, that we only give it to him after we check him out carefully seven times, so pshita by the other misas also, by nisrofen. Mar says, no, that depends. Honichah is only good l'rabbon in the armor that they say, skila chamura, that the punishment of skila is more chamur, more strict, than the misa of sreifa. Edel Rabbi Shimon, but this is the machlokes we'll have later on. But according to Rabbi Shimon, the armor, he says, no, sreifa chamura, that the misa of sreifa is more strict, maik l'meimar. Maybe since sreifa is so strict, here the Torah wants the person to receive the punishment, even though we do not check out the Eidim first with Chakira. So how do you know by a Misa of Sreifam, Bezin has to check out the Eidim with good Chakiras? How do we know that? Elvin Mar says like this, Omer Rav Yehuda, Vinei Emes Nochayim, Vinei Emes Nochayim. There's extra words here. Rashi says, Vinei Emes Nochayim Hadover, Bavoy Dezorek Siv. Mashma the same thing, that even though by Nisrofim, also you have to have Drisha Vechkira. By Yerani Dachas, it's Besreifa. So therefore, there also we need a Drisha Vechkira. Now the Gemara says why. If it says now another two times, Vinei Emes Nochon, Vinei Emes Nochon, the Gemara asks the question, Chad, sorry, maybe now there's another four words of Drish of Chakiris, so maybe you have to have 11 Chakiris. The Gemara says, Sheva l'sheva chakiros, seven of them are for seven chakiros. Dal plas l'gzereshav. It's true, we have really 11 words to learn from. But it's like this. Seven of them is for the chakiros. Dal plas, take away three of them l'gzereshav. And by now, like you're saying, the words hetiv is mufna, means it's extra for the gzereshav. Once we use the words for the mufna, for the gzereshav, we do not use it to dash it for chakiros. So now it's true, those three words are not for chakiros. We're left over with one. So this is the answer now. Really there are 11 words, so three we need lagufe for the gzera shavas. So left over with eight. So now, one extra. We say you only need seven chakiris. What's the eighth word? the Rabbi Shimon lastly in Nisrofim. According to Rabbi Shimon Shita, that Nisrofim is Muhammad, so how do I know that even by a Misa of Nisrofim, Bezin only gives this Raifa after they made seven Chakiras? That's from this extra word. So it's not to teach us you need an eighth Chakira, but rather to teach us that Bezin gives Chakiras even by a Misa of Sreifa. Le Rabbonin, according to Rabbonin, they say no, Skilas Muhammad. So I know Sreifa from a Kal V'Chomer. If I know from a Kal V'Chomer, why does the Torah say an extra word? So I'll tell you as a cloud that Milsa the Yastia the Kal V'Chomer, something that really we could darshim in Hasvara with the Kal V'Chomer, still sometimes Torah because of Lakru. The Torah still went to write it out. So true, there's this eighth word that a question what to do with it. Mashma the Kabbalah was to make only seven Chakiris. So the eighth word we use to teach us even Nisrofim. Even though, according to the Rabbanan, or Rav Shimon, we can make a Kal V'Chomer, but even so, sometimes the Torah goes to write it out. But the Gemara Megadif Bar Vavur, who asked the question? He asked him he yelled at him. Eima lasuya shmoneh chakirot. O shmoneh chakirot. Gemara's question, why do you say this? Why do you have to be matcha, according to Rav Shimon? It's like an extra pasuk. Torah v'kos of lakro, why don't you say better? Say the eighth pasuk is to teach us there's an eighth chakirot. Maybe Bezin has to check out with eight. Not seven, maybe eight. Gemara first question is Shemoneh Chakiras Mika. How could you say that? What would be the eighth Chakira? Like we asked all the questions possible. What else could we ask? Gemara's question, what's so bad? Alam Allah, why not? Vika, first of all, Asuya Kama Bishur. Oh, like you're saying what hour of the day we had before? Fifth hour, sixth hour. But say, how many minutes of the hour? Say, was it 5:30, 5:35? Not enough to say it happened the fifth hour of the day. They may be asking, "B'yaseh shor, kama b'shor?" For Tanya Nami Yachav, even learned like this. There's a man the Yomer that says, "Bezin has to ask eight chakiris by dina misa." So now it's very good. The eighth, according to his bright, is very good. The eighth one is from this extra pasuk here, and we asked him shoyis. Tomorrow says no. Hanicha is only good la'abaya. Hanicha le'abaya libra Rameh, according to Rabbi Meir. This is the machlokes, the Gemara and Psachim over there. Exactly how much does a person make a mistake in time? How much difference could it be between two people? The Yoma that Rameya says, the Abaya says, the Kosher Rameya, Ein Odim Toyev Loi Klum. A person knows the exact time, does not make any mistake. So then we could say, we ask you, how much of the hour did it happen? Did it happen 5:30 or 5:40? Because people are supposed to know that. People do not make mistakes within the hour. So it's good to ask such a question. The other lashon over there in the Gemara Pesachim was that no, people make mistake a little bit. There it's a question: how much the Rabbanu make a chokam to burn your chametz or to stop eating chametz before the zman that's lost in midiraisa? And we know midiraisa is only also by chatzayt hayayim, and we stopped already 2 hours before. That's the question: why do you have to stop 2 hours before? So according to one lashon, people only make a mistake a small amount. You can't come too late. You only have the right to come 2 minutes late. More than that, we have a tainer on you. So then shapir, then it's very good. We can ask the person, the Edim, what time and exactly how many minutes of the hour. So if they're off by 2 minutes, okay. But if they're off more than 2 minutes, there'll be a contradiction. That's called a Chakira. Then it's good. Rav just says, "Elo Abaya Libud Rav Yehuda." But the way Abaya learns over there, Machlokes is called Rav Yehuda. The other Rav Yehuda holds, "Adam Toya Chatzi Shor." A person is normal to make a mistake in a half an hour. Or the Rav of the Yom Matoy Inchi Tuva. Rav says, "No, they can make a mistake in 2 hours even." It is so, Michael Maimer. What can you say? We can't ask the person how many minutes of the hour. They can make mistakes. That's normal. That's not called a chakira. So what else would you add into the chakira that we do not have? Tomorrow says, "Yes, El Lasuya Bekama Biyovel." What year of Yovel is it? Gemara says, Hainu b'ezer Shavua. That's the first question we ask him. And which year of Yovel is it? Ela rather, la suye b'ezer Yovel. There are a lot of different Yovels passed by already. We have to ask you not which year of Yovel is it. Is it the 10th, 20th? But in which Yovel are we holding now? That would be the eighth question. The other man, the other man says, no, it doesn't make sense. Kivan the other b'ezer Shavua. Once he said already which year of the Yovel we're in, Loiboyi b'Yisrael Yovel, it doesn't make a difference whether this is the 10th Yovel or 5th Yovel, we're saying already which year of Yovel we're in now. So to go so far back to know which Yovel you're in, that's not necessary. That's why it's not a svara to ask such a question. Now, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yossi says no. This is, we do not ask all these seven questions. It doesn't make a difference which Yovel, which year. We only go down the Maisa. Which place is it? And what time did it happen? We only ask three questions according to Rabbi Yossi. Again, Rabbi Yossi says the questions are only B'Yezer Yom, which day? B'Yezer Shor, which hour? And B'Yezer Mokom, which the place? We only ask three questions. The day, the time, and the place. That's all. That's what's Nogeya. The rest is not Nogeya. Let's go. Time went like this. Omolem Rabbi Yossi Chomim. Rabbi Yossi Chomim. L'divreichem. According to your words that you have to ask him which year. And which year Shemitah you're in? Mishabo v'yoma emesh horgu. Somebody said, you know what? Yesterday he killed. Oimla, do we still have to ask these questions, these silly questions of v'yezeh shavua, which year of Shemitah you're in? V'yezeh shana, which year of Shemitah you're in? V'yezeh chodesh, which month you're in? The guy is saying clearly that he killed yesterday. Or become of a chodesh, you have to ask me which day of the month. I'm telling you clearly, he killed yesterday. Tassar of Yossi Svar, you don't have to ask these questions. You have to only ask, what day, what hour, and where's the place? That's it. Oh, my Lord, the Chum said back to him, no, according to you, also doesn't make too much sense. The Devrech, even according to you, Rabbi Yossi, Misha Bovioima Achshav Hargul. What's going to be if two Eidim come into Bezdin yelling their heads off, we just saw Reuven shoot a gun and kill him? We just saw it. So now, what are you going to ask questions? Oimelo, we're going to tell you, B'Ezi Yom, which day of the week? The guy said, just, he just told us. It happened 2 minutes ago. B'Ezi Shor, which hour of the day? He just said which hour of the day. So you can ask the question according to Rabbi Yossi also then. Like, in certain cases, you don't have to ask even your questions either. Omru loy. B'Yezah Mokam, you can ask him which place. He said it happened right here. Ella, what's the answer? Afla Gab Loy Tzorek, even though in this one case, when the aide says he just killed right there, we don't have to ask these three questions, but still the locker is Raminan Olay. We do ask the questions. And Kedem Shimon Ben Elozer. We try and ask as many questions to get him nervous, to get him to retract. So I'll tell you, Hachinami, according to Chum also, even though there are cases that you don't have to ask these questions, which year he said it happened yesterday, so you're right, and sorry, you don't have to ask all these questions, but still the cloud is Reminin Allah. Yeah. For Rabbi Yossi, what's the story of Rabbi Yossi, though? He says, Emesh Hargo Shriach. After the Eidim should come and say, yesterday we saw a Mayis Hariga, that's normal. You don't run to Bezdin the next second. You see an incident, and then tomorrow you go to Bezdin. So that's normal that Eidim come to Bezdin today, say what happened yesterday or 2 days ago. So therefore we have to ask him, which day did it happen, what time of the day, and which place. But Achshav Hargu, that Eidim should come and say, you know what, right now I just saw Reuven kill somebody right here, that's Lashchiach. That does not happen too often. Therefore, we have to go boss to what happens. Most times, Adam come and say, just happened yesterday. So just happened yesterday, there's no reason to ask which month and which year. It's only Nogeya, what day of the week, exactly which day, what time, and which place. That's the Machlokes Rav Yossi and the Tanakhama. Now, the Mishnah says, Makirinoi Atem Oisem. We asked the Adam, you're telling us that you saw Reuven kill somebody. Do you know the person that was killed? What do you mean? Tana Rabbonin. We have to ask you, are you so sure the person that he killed is a Jew or a guy? Maybe the person's a guy. If the person's a guy, he's not Chayav Misa. So we have to ask the Adam, do you know for sure he killed a Jew? Then we ask the Adam, did you warn him first? Did you warn Reuven? That means to say, Kibbul Olav Hasra. Did he accept upon himself Hasra? Hit the Rasmul Lamisa. Did he say, even so? That he has to answer back, Musunzi, that you warn him and say, don't kill. Because if you kill Naruven, you're going to be killed in Bezdin. And he answers back and says, even so, I don't care. Even if Bezdin will kill me, still I want to do it. Did he answer back like that? That's called hit the Ratzma Lamisa. He said, yes, even though it means for me to be killed, I want to do it. Then, hey, Mr. Tekle Dibur, we have to make sure, right after you warned him, he killed right away. If he waits a second or two, it's no good. The warning has to be the second before he does the action. In the case of Oydan Avodah Zorah, you're saying, Edis, that this person worshipped Avodah Zorah. So we ask the Edim, as Mi Ovad, which type of Avodah Zorah did he worship? Lepor Ovad, Lemakulius, throwing the stones, Ovad.
Which one? And also Vameovad. How did he worship? The Zibuch, did he shech an animal there? The Kittah, did he burn scents for them? The Nisav, did he pour wine for them? Vishtakavoya, did he bow down? All these are laws of the Yisurim Yechayiv Misa. Amar Ulula said like this, Minayin Lasra Min HaTorah. How do we know that Edom has to warn the person before it does the action in order to get the punishment? Shinam HaPosek says, V'ish Ashayikach Es HaChoysoy, he lives with his sister, Bas Oviv, the daughter of his father, Bas Ima, daughter of his mother, for Roa Esavasa, he sees the Erva. He sees that she's an Erva. So what's the Lashon of Roa? Also, do I think Berea Talia Milsa, does it mean he has to see her? What does it mean he has to see that she's an Erva? The Torah says, you're not allowed to live with your sister. What's the extra word? The Roa Esavasa, you see her Erva. Ella means to teach us like this. Achiyiru Taino Shadavar. You have to first know the reason why you're going to be Chayiv Misa. Meaning that the Hadabi Hadar. They had to warn you first, do not live with your sister. If you live with your sister, you're going to be Chayiv Misa, and then he receives the punishment. So from the word Roa, we see he has to understand the reason he has to have a Roa.
Now the Gemara says, in Menu Inyan the Chorus, if this does not apply to Chorus, in other words, here the Pasuk by Chayse is saying, if you live with your sister, you're Chayiv Chorus. Now we know Chorus, that's called the Misa B'dei Shemayim, and on this you do not need Hasroa. So why does the Pasuk say the word for Roya Sevosa, Mashmi, you need Hasroa? So Gemara says, if not for the purpose of Chiv Chorus, you should know to do Inyan the Malkus.